Everybody should be very happy that we have this professor here, Professor Schiess, okay? He has been kind many, many times to our court and comes to help us train young lawyers on the best way to write. He teaches legal writing and legal drafting and plain English, and speaks frequently on those topics. He's written a lot of articles and books on practical legal writing skills. He graduated from Cornell and practiced in Dallas, and then came to Texas Law. And he blogs about legal writing at Legible, the word Legible, okay? He's very humble. I mean, this is it for his bio. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more, but I was just sharing a story with him that I knew this judge in San Antonio, I won't name the judge, had like a 25-page bio. And, you know, this is humble and cool. Anyway, Professor, thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. How much time are we going to spend on spaces after periods? Where's Mr. Gladden? I mean, what are we going to do about it? Do you want me to tell you what first-year law students think? Because that's my primary audience over there at the law school. Do you really want me to? 93% of them put one space as a routine habit. They didn't even know that some of them, when I tell them about two spaces, they didn't even know it was a thing. That's how young they are. Okay, so once upon a time, I was giving a talk about legal writing. Ha, ha, ha. I give a lot of talks about legal writing, but a number of years ago, I was giving a talk about legal writing. If memory serves, it was to the appellate section of the Austin Bar Association a long time ago. And I gave a bunch of tips, advice that I had read in books and dreamed up in my head. And at the very end of it, someone... I don't want to say he had a challenging tone in his voice, but it wasn't deferentially respective. Nevertheless, said to me, are there any empirical studies? Is there any empirical evidence that the tips you are suggesting will actually work, will help me win the case? Insert other positive benefits here. And at that time, I had to say, no, there were not. But guess what? A long time has passed. And it is, to me, remarkable the amount of empirical evidence that you can dig up in support of writing techniques, and it is ongoing. The field in which I work, the field I work in in legal writing has grown in empirical research over the last decade, two decades. And I'm going to talk about some of that research with you today. And I hope that I remember with each empirical evidence that I offer, each piece of evidence that I offer, I hope that I will remember to suggest how you might incorporate that into your own writing practices. Okay. Now, it's 60 minutes is a long presentation on a dry topic. So what we're going to do a few minutes from now is I'm going to ask you, if you have a laptop, tablet, or phone, to go to a website called Socrative.com. It's perfectly fine to go there now. And I will eventually give you information about how to log in. It does not require a username or password. And then we will take a 5-question anonymous quiz that I hope you will find engaging and entertaining. So let's first get to an important readability concept. If you are using Microsoft Word, which I assume you are, many of you, there are tools on there that will help you assess your writing. One of them is called the Flesch Reading Ease Scale. And the Flesch Reading Ease Scale is a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 is writing that is so simple a child could understand it, and 0 is so difficult that it is impossible to understand or virtually impossible. There are provisions and sections of the Internal Revenue Code that score 0. All right? Now, Rudolf Flesch was a lawyer in Austria. who fled Austria just before the Nazis came to power. And he pursued a PhD in the United States, and he has written numerous books about readability. He is no longer with us, but he has written numerous books about readability, and he invented a readability scale, okay? I'm just going to candidly admit to you that it is probably a little bit out of date.